This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And what is up, America? Thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll take your calls in our second segment, as we've been doing lately. 844-236-6010 is our number. Fran Zwickel, doctoral student in psychology and co-author of From Omaha Beach to Nuremberg, a memoir of World War II, is going to talk to us today about the greatest generation in all of us. And I've been saying this now since this whole crazy coronavirus chaos ensued at the beginning of March or so, sometime in the middle of March. I've been saying this is our opportunity to shine. Crisis equals opportunity, and the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. Fran's going to talk to us about how we can be great in this crazy time, how we can learn from the sacrifices made by everyone, really, during World War II, so-called greatest generation, how we can apply that wisdom to the chaos that's going on today. We'll talk to Fran Zwickel at the bottom of the hour. Take your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. Now is the time to start a home-based business. So we want to do, when crisis hits, we want to see where there's opportunities. We have a golden opportunity to change the way we earn money. We've been talking about home-based business, myself and Dr. Wallach and all the folks at Longevity have been talking about the importance of a home-based business, of taking control of your financial security for years. Now is the perfect time. It's always a good time, but now is there's no better time than now. And you missed the first floor. You missed the ground floor, but you can get on the first floor if you start today. Call 866-735-2470. A lot of folks are making some serious money, and the checks have gone up in the last couple of months, as you can imagine. More people are buying supplements. The nutritional supplement business is a $1 billion business. If you want to be part of it, if you've thought about being a part of it, we can help you do that. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also, we've got Mother's Day specials and a couple other specials running at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. 100% active and functional. Every molecule counts, is what I like to say. We take our ingredients very, very seriously at Truth Treatments. Our Truth Transdermal C Serum, Truth Transdermal C Balm, Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist, and Truth Retinol Gels, 1% and 5% gels, and our Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, and more are up at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side.
just got this news bulletin from CNN. The new coronavirus is likely to keep spreading for at least 18 months to 2 years until 60 to 70% of the population is infected. This stuff is just absolute. Oh, this, check this out. You need a job? There's now, New York City's now hiring contact tracers. What are contact tracers, you say? Okay, get this. Contact tracers are healthcare professionals, or not healthcare professionals, people who are in the healthcare business, dental hygienists and secretaries and office managers, presumably. I don't know, they didn't say secretaries and office managers, but they did say dental hygienists. Contact tracers help trace and isolate and support all New Yorkers with confirmed COVID-19. Requires a background in health. Interview and this is what you have to do if you're a contact tracer. Get this. You interview and identify people who have the disease or who have been diagnosed with COVID. Then you call them up and you ask them who they've been in touch with for the last 2 weeks. And then you have to contact those people that the victim has been in touch with, and you have to order them to quarantine for 2 weeks. And then you check on them to make sure they're quarantined. Quarantining them. Basically, you're a snitch. Basically, you're being hired to make sure people stay in their homes. This is the kind of craziness that we're dealing with, people. Reading more headlines here. Pandemic could last 2 more years. Armed new hotspots in the USA. U.S. deaths top 63,000. 1 million people infected. This is absolute, absolute insanity. And we don't even know if the virus even exists, by the way. Nobody's asking the questions. And that's really what this is about. If you ask me, that's what this is about. This is about our inability as a culture, present company excluded, because you're listening to this program. This is about our inability to ask questions, to critically think. It can be very hard to be a human. I understand this. Going to work, paying bills, dealing with taxes, legal issues, changes, sociological changes, political changes. It can make you go crazy. It's easy to check out. It's easy just to do what you're told, not to ask questions. But if you don't ask questions, the power structure is going to eat you up and spit you out. It's not interested in the individual. It's always the state against the individual. It's always the institution against the individual. In this case, it's the state. But any institution is there to be an institution. Stit means to stay. It comes from the word stasis, static. An institution stays. An individual changes. An institution doesn't. An individual bleeds. An institution doesn't. An individual has a family and has emotions and has feelings. An institution doesn't. We're always going to lose when we're pitted against institutions, which is why it's absolutely vital to question and doubt and, if necessary, fight or at least not obey institutions. And by the way, if you quote statistics that are being put out by institutions, you don't understand how this whole thing works. Anybody who quotes death statistics, which we have no idea how those statistics even come about, if anybody who quotes these statistics without asking questions doesn't understand the nature of knowledge, anyone who quotes statistics doesn't understand biological science. Statistics is not biology, people. Numbers are not biology. Numbers are conveniences, shortcuts, heuristics. For people who don't understand biology, only a non-scientist, which includes, unfortunately, most of us, and by the way, it includes doctors. Doctors aren't necessarily scientists. Please understand this. Doctors are, I'm not saying this to rip on a medical profession at all. I'm just telling you, doctors are not necessarily scientists. There are some are, but they're not necessarily. And only a non-scientist, including a non-scientist doctor, would try to use statistical modeling or test scores, and I don't care if you call it functional medicine or whatever, to assess biology and biochemistry and immunology and virology. Statistics are meaningless. Statistical modeling is meaningless. Yet we've restructured public policy to the extent that we're putting people on house arrest and sometimes even arresting them or fining them, compelling them to wear masks because of modeling. Because of statistics. This is, people, this is ridiculous. This is utterly, utterly ridiculous. And even worse than ridiculous, because it's too ridiculous for there not to be an agenda. That's that's even worse than the ridiculousness of it, is the agenda. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. I'd love to hear what you think about all of this. 844-236-6010. We got Fran Zwickel coming up at the bottom of the hour. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Got lines open, and we want to hear from you. 844-236-6010 if you have questions about the longevity products, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, nutritional supplementation, or just a comment or success story, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Check out the Immune Pack and the Healthy Start Pack and the Healthy Brain and Body Pack and all kinds of supplement packages, as well as individual supplements at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also take a look at our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. So we are facing a crisis here, but the crisis, as I see it, is a crisis of critical thinking. It's a crisis of understanding how we acquire knowledge, understanding how to acquire knowledge. It's called epistemology. Epistemology is the science of knowledge. And that's something that's really something we take for granted, but it's something that's really relevant and important. How do we know what's true? Most of us know what's true based on what we're told. And that's okay it's never okay just to assume you know something because it's told. You can use what you're told as a working hypothesis, and you should. You always want to take in information and then use it as a working hypothesis. But when you believe simply because you're told, you're setting yourself up for being manipulated, being taken advantage of, and in the case of what's going on here today, all kinds of horrible things like quarantining, even being put in jail. If we accept what's going on today, we accept the government control and societal control and control by our peers, because we're controlled by our peers as well, we're setting ourselves up for the ultimate of manipulation, which is the manipulation of our bodies, the manipulation of our interior bodies, because vaccination is on the way. What are we going to do when we can't fly unless you're vaccinated? What are you going to do when you can't go to Costco unless you're vaccinated? What are you going to do when you can't get a job unless you're vaccinated? This is what's on the way, people. All because we're buying into things without exam. I don't know what's really happening. I'm not going to tell you, sit here, it's that I know the cause of this and that it's the Chinese or that it's 5G or whatever speculation is out there. That's just more speculation. The point is we got to ask questions. Before we jump into accepting something as a belief, as a beloved, remember belief means beloved, we want to know what's going on by asking questions. We want to ask questions, put it that way. Even if you never know what's going on, ask questions. It's not about numbers. It's about real life. Numbers are supposed to model real life. They're shortcuts for modeling real life, but they're not real life, and you don't want to make public policy over statistical modeling. Contagion is statistical. Koch's postulates is immunology. Koch's postulates is the way you assess whether a microbe actually causes a disease. This guy, Robert Koch, he was an immunologist. I think his name was Robert. But his last name was Koch, K-O-C-H. You can Google Koch's postulates. In the late 1900s, he came up with this idea of how you can test to see if something is really causing a disease. And it's really simple. You isolate it. First, you see if you can find it in sick people. Then you pull it out and you put it in healthy people. That's the postulates. If the thing that you suspect is causing a problem in somebody causes a problem in a healthy person, then that's what it is. That's the pot. That's basic immunology. Never been done with this virus, supposed virus, with the genetic material, because they don't have the virus. The genetic material, never been done. This is the distinction between clinical chemistry and biochemistry that we talk about. I talk about this all the time. I haven't talked about it lately, but this is a fundamental idea of the bright side, that clinical chemistry is not biochemistry. Biochemistry is what's happening. Clinical chemistry is a test for what's happening. It's like the difference between the food and the menu. Biochemistry is the food. Clinical chemistry describes the food. Biochemistry is what you're eating. Clinical chemistry is the menu. It's like if you eat a hamburger and it tastes lousy, and you say to the waiter, "Hey, this hamburger tastes lousy," and the waiter says, "No, it doesn't. Look right here in the menu. It says delicious hamburger, best hamburger in the world." And you're going to tell me it tastes lousy? Can't you read the menu? That's the distinction between clinical chemistry and biochemistry. Clinical chemistry is the numbers that describe what's happening in the body. And when we're lazy or we don't understand what's going on in the body, We just go with the numbers. Clinicians have been lionized. Clinicians have been deified. Clinicians have been made to put on a pedestal and made like gods via marketing and via drugs. That's how it's been done. That's why we deify the medical model, because of marketing and because of drugs. The drugs numb us out, and the marketing deceives us and numbs us out too, by the way. The clinicians have lionized themselves. The medical model has lionized itself. It's deified itself. And it's done it with the abdication of the domesticated masses. That's what really this is about. It's about domestication. We have been domesticated to the point where we no longer think for ourselves, where we abdicate authority for our own brains and our own bodies. And it does no good to complain, by the way, about surveillance and about loss of privacy and about vaccination, about authoritarian dictates, about contact tracers that have the right to quarantine you, that have been deputized by the city of New York to force people to go into quarantine. It doesn't do any good to complain about this if we're not taking care of our own health business. That's really what we... This is the opportunity, among others. This is one of the opportunities we have. Crisis equals opportunity, and the opportunity we have here is to take control of our health. That's what I talked about on George Norrie a couple nights ago. And by the way, I got all kinds of letters from people who say, how can you not take this seriously? The death rate, I got a letter here, some lady says to me, the death rate is 6%. It's not 2%. Really? How do you know the death rate is 6%? How do you know it's 2%? How do you know what the death rate is? How do you know what's on the death certificate? These are the kinds of things that if you don't ask questions, you're not going to know. You're not going to have any idea they even exist. You're going to say, oh, the death rate is whatever I heard on CNN. It's 6%. So how does this lady know that it's 6%? Not two. Has she counted it? Has she seen the death certificates? All the bodies. How do we know what they died from? Headline on Drudge Report. 100,000 body bags ordered by the government. What are they doing here? What is the point of all this? What is the point of all of this fear-mongering, does anybody think? I'd love to hear what you guys think. 844-236-6010. Let's go to Don in Georgia. Let's see what Don has to say. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Ben. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm a little hyped up, though.
Man, I have a question, but to chime in on what I think of it, I honestly do think there's an agenda at hand. I think there's been an agenda since the document, Agenda 21, which was written a long time ago, where they wanted to reduce the population. And I think that we're looking at a classic Hegelian dialectic, that if we throw fear into the public, and if we throw the boogeyman into the public, like they do with terrorism, we can start a war on this boogeyman, and people will file suit, and they'll get in line, and the sheep will line up.
So what do you, I got a guest coming up in the bottom of the hour. I wish you'd call me. You always got some good things to say, Don. So why don't you call on our next show, and we can talk a little bit. I'm sorry, I didn't get your question. All right. We got Fran. Thank you, buddy. Have a good day. All right. We got Fawn Zwickel coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the greatest generation and how we can apply that to this corona crazy time we're living in today. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with Fawn Zwickel.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the ultimate CardioFX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the CardioFX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Federal officials saying COVID-19 is not man-made, nor is it genetically modified. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence releasing a statement late yesterday saying that the nation's top intelligence officials agree that COVID-19 is simply natural. However, they continue to try to determine if it began because of an infected animal or possibly because of an accident at a lab in Wuhan, China. Live sports could be making a comeback here in the United States. NASCAR says it's resuming racing on May 17th at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. NASCAR and the UFC are the first to announce their return plans after all sports were essentially shut down because of the pandemic. Now, no fans will be allowed to these events. The stock car racing season will feature seven races among three series through the end of May. The Lakers superstar LeBron James is saying not so fast to rumors of the NBA canceling the rest of its season. An impassioned LeBron James taking to Twitter yesterday saying nobody should be canceling anything. He says reports of execs and agents not wanting to finish the season are not true, and he adds that he doesn't know anyone who's been saying that. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, benfuchsarchive.com. Thanks, Peter, in the UK. I got your email. I appreciate you setting that up. That's also got a searchable search engine, benfuchsarchive.com. And you can purchase your longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And our True Skin Health products at truetreatments.com, all created in my compound in pharmacy for wound healing. And as I always say, healing and health and beauty go hand in hand. Health is beauty. A good skin health, a good skincare product should be a good skin health product. And that's exactly what you'll find at TrueTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. 100% active and functional ingredients, TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to our guest. Fran Zwickel is a doctoral student in psychology and the co-author of From Omaha Beach to Nuremberg, a memoir of World War II combat. And we're going to talk about the greatest generation. The greatest generation, as most of you know, was the World War II generation. But we may have a greatest, hopefully anyway, we have a greatest generation percolating, just waiting to sprout into existence right now as we speak. Please welcome to the bright side, Fran Zwickel. Hello, Fawn Zwickel. I'm sorry. Hello, Fawn.
Hi. How you doing, Ben? And thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We say on this program, I have a saying, crisis equals opportunity, and the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. And I think the opportunity today is for us to become the greatest generation. What are some of the lessons that we can learn from the greatest generation that we can apply to what's going on today?
Yeah, there are several lessons we can learn. One is just being humble. Don't act like you're owed something. The World War II generation always knew where they came from. Know your roots. Don't act like you're an elitist or you're entitled. And the world doesn't owe you anything, so be humble and work hard to achieve your potential in life. Another lesson to be learned is just being respectful, being present. Respect is earned, right? Not freely given. So have respect for the people and the things that are around you, because it all came at a cost to someone to get it there. And just take your time and be present. And lastly, being thankful. The World War II generation never took anything for granted, and our generation disconnected from the basics because we've been spoon-fed, spoiled with technology like the Internet, so our lives could be made simpler and easier, though in the grand scheme of things, kind of handicapped us. So the World War II generation had to figure it out, and in that process that we've skipped over, there were vital key life lessons to be learned. And they learned them by observing, they figured out by experimenting, and they were successful by persevering. And they were thankful for every little chance and scrap that they got, and they managed with what they had and understood there was no crying over the way things were or what they didn't get. So keeping in mind, though, you know, when they made these sacrifices and when they did this generation as a whole, they didn't know if they'd come out speaking English, German, or Japanese. So there were no certainties and no guarantees. But you know, we receive a lot of those today.
So I like what you're saying, but then I start to think, don't we have human rights? I mean, aren't there basic human things, and even above or on top of human rights, aren't there like constitutional rights that we should be able to expect? Or are you saying not even that?
Yeah,
not even human dignity.
So
we're facing a crisis today where those kinds of things that we assume that we have, rights, if you will, are being violated or potentially going to be violated. How would you handle that? This is the violations that are occurring here to human dignity and human rights didn't occur in World War II. So how does that fit into this idea that we can apply the lessons from World War II to today when there's a more dire threat today?
Listen, we have to respect these infringes on our rights because they're doing this to protect us. That's the main thing. I mean, yes, the World War II generation had viruses that were relatively aggressive, like polio and measles as well. And they didn't have, you know, they didn't shut down the schools and the cities, and they carried on without masks and hand sanitizer. But, you know, something like many doctors have seen, this is a virus that hasn't been seen before in a way because it's attacked so many tissues in the body all at once. So to be honest with you, you know, there are things that we have yet to learn. And just like the World War II generation had adapted, we're going to have to adapt. And there are reasons why these protocols and infringements have basically been set up for our protection.
So you feel like you're good with people telling you, we're going to do this for your own good. You're okay with that. Like, we're going to have to vaccinate you for your own good. You have to stay in your house for your own good. You have to wear this mask for your own good. You're okay with that. Even if the individual feels... Yeah? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I get where you're coming from, totally. But being, I'm a mother of two also, and I'm also immunocompromised because I'm a type 1 diabetic. So if someone tells me that there is a virus out there that I could potentially receive that, could potentially kill me because I'm already immunocompromised, I'm going to take every necessary precaution that I possibly could.
It's not an easy answer. It's a very loaded question,
to tell you the truth. And everybody has their own personal agendas in terms of how they run their life, as they should. So some people are going to be throw caution to the wind. Others are going to be a little more resilient in how they handle their health and everything else. And, however preventative you want to be, whatever measures that you feel you want to take. But in hindsight, when you're looking at big government, they're going to protect the masses. They're going to try for, it's a constituency, right? So they have to look out for their constituents. So they're going to try to protect everybody and look at everybody as a whole.
So what you're saying, the point you're raising is kind of interesting, or the point we're discussing is kind of interesting. It's the individual, the rights of the individual versus the needs of the group. And that's basically what that was the issue that confronted the Greatest Generation too, is the idea of at what point does the individual sacrifice his individual rights for the good of the group? You understand what I'm saying? That seems to me that's the core issue.
The difference is between the generations, World War II generation was definitely more utilitarian. They definitely looked out for, it didn't matter on a personal level. They sacrificed, everything was rationed. But they knew that everybody was doing it, so it wasn't they were suffering alone. They banded together. They didn't attack the president. They rallied under one flag, but it was wartime. We have a very different and varied, eclectic, however you want to phrase it, version of what sacrifice is compared to, the Greatest Generation, because we have more things now. Our culture has evolved. Our society has evolved. New things have come. And with that, there's other questions that come up, of course.
Well, that's a really important point, because there is a certain greatness that's associated with giving yourself up for the greater good. There's a certain greatness that's built into that. And that's actually a very Christian thing to do. But at what point do you draw the line? That's the question. So hang on, Fawn. We got to take a commercial break. We're talking to Fawn Swickel, doctoral student in psychology, co-author of From Omaha Beach to Nuremberg, about the Greatest Generation in all of us. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben talking to Fawn Zwickel, author of From Omaha Beach to Nuremberg, a memoir of World War II. I'm talking about the greatest generation. I want to talk about World War II here in a sec because it seems like that's your expertise, Fawn. But just real quickly, first of all, two questions. At which point, what is the point where the rights of the individual become sacrificed to the needs of the group? Is it complete and utter? Does it end at your body? Does it end at your job and your money? Where's the line drawn between what the individual is giving up in order to meet the needs of the group?
Ben, you are so, like, loaded. Right? The questions are so loaded.
Loaded means that I have an agenda. I'm trying to get you to answer in a certain way. I'm trying to point you in a certain direction. Not true. I want to know what you think. I have no agenda, nothing here. I just want to know what you think. What's your take on it?
I do believe that every person inside of them, and this is how I feel, every person has a utilitarian aspect to them because we are not heartless. We're human. We feel. We have emotions. Therefore, those emotions can be affected by other people's plight, other people's suffering, loss, and also on the other side, happiness and successes. I believe everybody could be utilitarian, and I believe everybody will, you know, look at the greater good.
If you don't want to answer, don't have to answer. I don't mean to push you in this or put you on the spot, but I think it's a very important question because we're talking about the greatest generation, and the greatest generation gave everything. They didn't ask any questions. They did what they were told. Today we have access to much more information, and I'm not sure if the greatest generation would have been the greatest generation if they knew some of the backstage events that were occurring in order to present a certain message or point of view. They didn't have access to the internet.
You're right. They didn't have access, and the world was definitely not smaller like it is today because we have, you know, the advent of technology. However, that being said, in their own generation, they did have, you know, they did have communication, but they did not, there was nothing as, you know, the people that spoke their minds, there was never a big to-do about it just because the amount that would get across to people wasn't as fast. So it became old news before it was big news.
Uh-huh.
And nowadays, it's like if something, you know, someone says something, you know, someone's hearing it real time, you know, across the pond. So it spreads like wildfire. You know, we have, I don't believe our society knows sacrifice the same way that generation does because of the fact of technology. Technology does not allow for sacrifice because we have this creature comfort now that without it, what would we do? Like if you're sitting at the dinner table, how many times, you know, might you say, oh, I forgot this. Let me just Google it. Mm-hmm. And it's an easy answer. And it seems like that's the way our society has gone, that everything is just at our fingertips where, you know, the greatest generation didn't have that. They had to figure it out.
So, in other words, the hardship, the ease with which we our lives, the easiness that has become associated with our lives in the last couple of decades, three, four decades, makes us less willing to sacrifice than the greatest generation who didn't have that kind of ease?
I believe so, yes, I do, sadly. I mean, as an optimist, I would like to say that we can be the greatest generation because there's never been a virus like this. That's attacked this many organs at once, or tissue at once in an organism. But, you know, and how it's affected our country as a whole. But for the most part, there is a lot that we have to learn to be equivalent to the greatest generation that ever lived, which is those that survived the World War II.
So the greatest generation, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the generation that was born during the Depression. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
How did that experience of being born through the Depression affect their willingness or impact their willingness to sacrifice to the point where they became the greatest generation?
Well, because they didn't know any better. There's nothing. They strived for every little thing. I mean, even my grandfather's perspective on the virus now, and my grandfather is going to be 99 June 4th. And
wow.
His whole thing is, he's like, through a screen door, of course, when I talk to him, he's just like, you know, if the Nazis didn't take me out, I'm not going to let this little virus do me in now. And especially, you know, growing up with measles and polio. Like, so, you know, the education, the knowledge that we are granted nowadays to understand, you know, viruses and the impact that they have on our culture, on our economy, our society, you know, all those things, I'm not going to say we take for granted, but we have at our fingertips, and we are able to adjust our lives. Whereas during the Great Depression, they were just happy with, you know, like I remember my grandfather would tell me stories. He was just happy to get some bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and would you be able to live on a ration of bread?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, of course not. Not nowadays. Yeah. We'd want more.
Yeah.
So
does he think we're spoiled?
It's the level of, you know, the way you grew up and also what you allowed. If your parents allow certain things, like I run to the store. I make sure I run to the store every week. Now I'm immunocompromised, keep in mind. I'm staying up until around 11 o'clock at night to make sure that I get to the store before it closes at 12 a.m. Purposely. Because that's when hardly anybody's there. I can garb up, mask, blah, blah, blah. But I make sure my kids and my family are taken care of.
Does your grandfather think that we're spoiled?
Oh, yes. Without a doubt.
You
know what? He basically said that it's a good thing because, you know, the country has grown. It's flourished. It's become richer. And with that, you prosper. And with prosperity, you tend to... You know, you love more, you do more. It's natural. That's understood. But there are very simple core moral and ethical values that I believe that our society and our culture have altered, and some are good and some are bad. But they split, they diverge, and they, you know, people are just very opinionated, and you've got, it's just a lot of noise. And there's no congruency. And without that, it's so difficult to rally and be one and be utilitarian in that regard.
What do you mean? You said utilitarian several times. What do you tell me? I have my own definition of that word. To me, it sounds like functional, like doing what's necessary.
It's all for the greater good. That's utilitarian. It's all for the greater good. You're putting yourself aside, and you're doing the best for others.
So the way you look at it, this is an opportunity for us to do that, and by doing that, we can become a greatest generation. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes.
So the greatest generation is this idea of giving up your individual needs for the greater good.
Yes.
Okay, now theoretically, that sounds awesome. The only issue let me tell you where I have a problem with that. Who determines what's the greater good? Who is it where does that criteria come from what the greatest good means? That's the problem. Who said George Bush said dictatorship is okay if I get to be the dictator, you know? And that's kind of what I think of when I hear for the greater good. Who is the one who determines what is the greater good? And we have about a minute, so that's an important question.
Of course it is. And that's when people get together that, you know, our lawmakers, you're hoping that you're basically putting your life and your way of life in the hands of the people that we elect, and we are hoping that they make the correct decisions for us in our better interest.
And how confident are you that they can do that?
Yeah, it depends what part of the country you live in, right?
Okay, well, these are important questions. I mean, it's very glib to say, it's very easy to say giving up for the greater good, and I love the way that sounds. But the important question is who is going to determine that, and do you trust those determiners? And unfortunately, if you look at, and you say the lawmakers, and that's right, those are the people who do make that determination, but historically, they haven't really been up to the task, I don't think. You?
No, they haven't. And I will agree with you there.
Okay.
But when it comes to, you know, it's a very complicated question, right?
It is.
Because when you're looking at health-related things, basically a lawmaker should not be part of this decision because it's not their area of expertise, right? We want to talk to our doctors. We want to hear from, you know, all the medical workers on the front lines. But
Hey, Fawn, I know this is great. This is a great conversation. There's a lot of good stuff here. I'm sorry we just have to go. But you brought up a lot of really good ideas, and thank you so much for being on the bright side. Fawn Sulkel is author of From Omaha Beach to Nuremberg, a memoir of World War II. Thank you, Fawn. Appreciate it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening to the bright side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.